The decision was several years in the making. For the longest time, it wasn't clear there was any of the lucrative Barnett Shale in Dallas. But then some businesses secured drilling leases, and activists and neighborhoods got busy demanding stricter setbacks than the 600 feet allowed in Fort Worth. Arguments for the much longer 1,500 feet went like this. The farther a drill site from a home, the lower the impact on people of possible dust, water, air, and noise pollutants drill sites produce. In the council meeting, retired engineer Richard Goldie was thrilled by the vote he'd urged them to make.
I've got friends in Arlington. The woman's husband and her son came down with cancer when they put drilling across the street. I don't think that's a coincidence. My granddaughter has asthma. My wife has asthma. 9% of the people in the United States have asthma. It's 23% in areas near drilling, near fracking.
But longtime oil and gas man David Martineau, who represents independent producers and royalty owners, says this ordinance is so drastic, it will kill gas drilling in Dallas.
No legitimate oil and gas company will take a lease based on the proposals that were passed. Now, the amendment to it that said, well, they can go and get a two-thirds vote, you know, to change the 1,500 feet, that'll never happen because nobody will take a lease from the start.
Councilwoman Vonceal Jones-Hill says the ordinance goes too far. She called the setback arbitrary and capricious, adding that it was unreasonable to disallow drilling in Dallas because history shows it can be safe.
To those persons who have continued to say there should be no gas drilling in Dallas, where would you like it to happen? And if you do not wish to accept any potential risk or burdens, you should not accept any benefits.
So she said, turn off your gas stove. Don't use your car. But Councilmember Carolyn Davis deemed it a victory for little people.
This is about neighborhood, and I appreciate the individuals who have stuck with this over the last year or two to talk about what they don't want to see in their neighborhood. And I think they have a right. I think they have a voice, and I think the voice have been heard.
With a two-thirds vote, the council can change the setback rule. It's uncertain whether drillers will try working with Dallas, leave, or possibly sue the city. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.